Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker with Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And with me in studio are Deacon Mike Cushing and his wife, Donna Cushing. And as I always do at the beginning of a show or a program, we're going to say St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit,
that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, thank you, Cushings, for joining me here in studio. And Mike and Donna are going to be talking about a very, very special program that they have been involved with, and I'm going to turn it over to them. But the program is called Marriages of Grace. So let me start with Donna.
Hi, Dave. Tell our
faithful Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners what Marriages of Grace is all about.
Oh, thank you, Dave. So Marriages of Grace started back in 2008 in Cleveland by Tanis and her husband, Bill Merrimay. And in 2012, they established this nonprofit organization called Marriages of Grace, and they have their own website. And Tanis and Mike have, I believe it's 9 children, so they're very good, faithful Catholics. And the whole purpose of this program was to enrich marriages. As you know, there is in the Catholic Church, there is pre-Cana, and then there is retrovi, mm-hmm. you know, when your marriage yes. is suffering. And there is not anything much in between. So their whole purpose for Marriages of Grace was to strengthen marriages right now, you know, whether you're married 1 year, 21 years, like Mike and I, or 50, 60, etc. And as you know, as Tanis has quoted in the article on Catholic Philly, when you have strong marriages, you have strong families. Mm-hmm. And when you have strong families, you have strong parishes, and you have strong communities, and you have a strong church. So I think it's a great program, and we're excited and honored to be a part of the team.
Well, let me ask Mike. Well, Tanis and her husband, Bill Merrimay, are in Cleveland. So how did it get here?
So the program, it was under Bishop Perez when he was in Cleveland. And when he came here to Philadelphia a couple years ago, he decided to incorporate the program and roll it out here. So we asked Steve Boza from the Family Life Center to get this started here in Philadelphia. And one of my classmates at the seminary, Pat Kennedy, works at the Life Center, and so Steve asked him to get the thing going. Mm-hmm. So Pat asked several couples, and some of us, we went through St. Charles together, and some other another couple we know very well that does a lot of the pre-Cana and a natural family planning work through the Archdiocese, so they're very much involved in the marriage as well. So the 5 couples, we got together and started planning on this last summer, and we've been working through over the past several months to get everything coordinated. So now we've got all the speakers lined up. We got the venue at Cardinal O'Hara, the menu set. Bishop McIntyre will be saying Mass at the end of the day. We've got 5 different speakers lined up to do it.
Okay, I was going to say, one of you both want to tag team it. Like, who are the speakers?
Okay, and just so, I don't know if Mike mentioned, the event is on Saturday, April 2nd, from 9 to 4 p.m. We have 5 speakers lined up. Probably many of you, being in the Archdiocese, have heard of Father Chris Walsh. He will be speaking on praying as a couple. And the keynote speaker is Sarah and Andy Swafford. And they are nationally known, and they're speaking on communication, friendship, and placing Christ at the center of your marriage.
The additional speakers are Amy and Steve Modell. talking about communication and love and learning to speak the spouse's language. There's Jen and Matt Lozano. We'll be speaking about forgiving and blessing your spouse. And Alicia and Mike Hernan will be speaking about the four disciplines of a Catholic family and how to strengthen your family culture. So, as you said, the Sarah and Andy Swafford will be the keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. And then there will be two breakout sessions where you'll be able to attend two of those sessions. There'll be the keynote speaker, then there'll be lunch, and then the afternoon sessions will have each couple will be able to attend two of those other four sessions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that you are part of a bigger team. So I have before me it says the Marriages of Grace Team, Philadelphia. And there's Deacon Chris and Jenny Mars, Michael and Lizanne Castagno, I think I'm saying that correctly, and Deacon Tony and Sharon Belito, okay. And we talked about that before we went on, and I said I was going to call it then. Guess what? I did. Okay, and then Deacon Patrick and Diane Kennedy, and I read all these bios earlier, all impressive stories. And then there's also you guys, Deacon Mike and Donna Cushing. It says you were married in 2001 and are involved in a variety of parish ministries, including RCIA, Faith Formation, Respect Life, Divorce Support, and Parents of Special Needs. Very busy. Yes. And then just learning right before onto broadcast or onto tape this, I understand that, Mike, you kind of stepped away from the church for a good while.
Yes, I grew up Catholic. I had been married before, and my ex-wife is not Catholic, and we didn't practice our faith when we split up. Then I came back to the church. And we met Donna, and we got very much involved in the parish, different things. And then what I was doing is I started to pray about and decide, well, how can I serve the church better? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I would always do, trying to relearn my faith, would be listening to Holy Spirit when I commute back and forth to work. Holy Spirit Radio on.
Yes.
And it would have the Catholic Answers show and all these things. And one day, I had a dentist appointment on a Saturday, and the radio was programmed for Holy Spirit. I got into the car, and they were interviewing Jim Owens, who is running the diaconate program, and they're interviewing him about an information night that was coming up. So I thought about it. I said, well, you know, Lord, you put me here in the car for a reason at this time. I have to go and investigate the diaconate. So what I did, went over to Donna, said, we have to go down to St. Charles. He said, what? You know, wasn't expecting it. So we went for the information night, and at that time I wasn't ready. We got the information, but then the seed had been planted. And it was actually a few years later when I officially applied, and then we entered the diaconate program in 2011, and was ordained in 2017.
Okay. Well, thank you. Donna, tell me about your family.
Yes.
Children.
I'd love to. To talk about my family. So Mike and I have been married, as we mentioned, 21 years. We have three children together. And, of course, I have one stepson from Mike's prior marriage. Our children are Anna, Kara, and Colin. And we've been living in Chalfont almost all of our married years, and our children grew up and went to St. Jude schools. Our one daughter has Down syndrome, and that has brought, as Dave mentioned earlier, we have a support group at St. Jude's called Parents of and Grandparents of Special Needs Children.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's been a great ministry, and a lot of laughter and tears when we meet. It's a great support group. We just love our family, and we just feel so blessed. And, you know, now that Mike is a deacon, it just raised our involvement with the church up to another level, which we're both grateful and honored to do. And we're excited about this Marriages of Grace, too.
Okay, we'll get onto that a little bit more. But when did you become a deacon? And you mentioned
2017.
2017. And how long was that formation process?
Well, I tell people, I said officially it was 6 years at the seminary, but I feel that my formation program took 60 years.
Okay.
it's really all your life experience, everything that you bring is really part of your ministry. But the official program and the coursework and everything was 6 years.
Excellent, excellent. So I go to St. Francis Gabrini Parish in Fairless Hills. We have a deacon who will be ordained not too far from now in time,
in
right? And was it May?
June.
May or June, yeah.
The priestly ordination is May, and the deacons are ordained in June.
But anyway, so back to marriages of grace. And as you said at the outset, I mean, there's Cana or
yes.
pre-Cana. Well, is that anything
right.
to do with pre-Cana?
No. So this the event that we're promoting right now is actually called Marriage Enrichment Day, mm-hmm. and that's like a kickoff, and they want to have it annually, like mm-hmm. archdiocesan-wide.
But one thing that's done nowadays is it's called marriage preparation. Mm-hmm. We call it pre-Cana, but now the term we're using is the marriage preparation, and that's for couples that are engaged and are going to be married in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to required to go through this program. Mm-hmm. And one of the programs that's part of that, occasionally it's called Focus, where you do this inventory assessment of your compatibility. You do all these test scores. And that's one of the things that Ascension Press is involved in.
Oh.
And they're one of the sponsors of our
They're the key sponsor.
Key sponsor.
Yes.
Because they have a very strong commitment to the marriage and mm-hmm. a lot of their materials and what they do.
So anyone in particular at Ascension Press that you'd like to mention? I mean, who's kind of behind that?
Mm-hmm. Alexa Smith, we've been working with. And
sure.
It's okay.
But I know Ascension Press is a huge part of our area and the world.
Yeah.
You know, writ large. So.
Yeah, we're happy to have Ascension Press as a sponsor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
One of their editors, anyway, Sarah Chrismeyer, was one of our classmates at the seminary. She graduated with us with her master at the same time. So
oh, okay.
Sarah from Ascension. And as you're saying, they have the wedding preparation is something everyone goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other things that are not run by the archdiocese, but things like Retrovi, mm-hmm. which is for marriages that are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this was to enrich people that are, you know, are married, but they're still stable and strong. We want to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Really every marriage can be improved. That's what
oh,
the
absolutely.
Whole point here. So you
oh,
don't
yeah.
want to wait till you're starting to have issues and problems before you have something mm-hmm. to help people. You, mm-hmm. know, you want that sometimes it's a little too far gone. So this is a way to help people mm-hmm. strengthen their marriages before there's any problems.
So Marriages of Grace kind of fills the gap. And it was identified, wow, there's all this space and time in between Cana mm-hmm. and Retrovi. Let's not wait till it gets to that Retrovi state
right.
or stage where, mm-hmm. I mean, there might be more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a beautiful, beautiful concept and a program. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Right. And unfortunately, like even in our neighborhood, we maybe we can blame it on COVID. We're blaming everything on COVID, but there are like five or six couples we just heard about who are getting divorced. Mm-hmm. So we know that the timing is good right now. It's always good, as Mike said, it's always good to improve your marriage. And I think really one of the best gifts you can give your children is to love your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the event. I mean, we could talk a lot about the run-up and why, you know, how it came about. So the event is on April 2nd at Cardinal O'Hara High School,
which is on Sproul Road in Springfield, Delaware County.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. registration. We're going to have a continental breakfast and then as Mike said, the keynote speaker. And by the way, I want to put a good plug in for the lunch because we planned a very nice lunch for
okay.
everybody.
Is it catered?
It's all about the food.
Is it
in-house
yes. Preparation it's by catered. Many
it's,
hands from the parish?
It's going to be catered by Aramark.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get down to some of the details about this. If our listeners are interested in attending or spreading the word to their family and friends and coworkers, who do they contact?
Okay, great question. You can go on the Archdiocesan website under the Office of Family and Life, and there's a flyer there. Also, you can go to the marriagesofgrace.org website and click on events, and then you'll see the Cleveland and Philadelphia, and then you would click on Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
and you can register right there. The mm-hmm. event costs $75 per couple, which we think is a fair and reasonable price for these amazing speakers that both Deacon Tony and Sharon Bellito
mm-hmm.
Worked very hard to get, and the Castagnos also worked hard as well,
mm-hmm.
and includes lunch. And Mass. And this Mass will count as Sunday Mass
okay.
for the listeners.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
that often comes up, you know, with events like this in our archdiocese. You are listening to Holy Spirit Radio, WISP, 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia, and WCOJ, 1420 in Coatesville in Chester County. Talk a little bit about Archbishop Perez. Let me ask it this way. Have you met with him or been in and around when talking about this program that basically he was instrumental in bringing into our region, our area?
Yes, I've spoken to him. He was at the confirmation at our parish a few months ago when I mentioned to him that I was involved in the team with, and he's happy to hear that it was moving along well. I think he's been busy, hasn't been down into the weeds seeing what we're doing in detail, but he's aware that it's moving forward and the date's been picked. Unfortunately, because his schedule, he was not able to do it the date where we were able to line something up. So we have Bishop McIntyre will be there. Mm-hmm. He's also, you know, a fine priest. So, but he's very interested in it, and I did mention to him I was at the rite of election on Saturday. I was involved in RCIA, and I saw him there and just spoke to him briefly about it there as well.
So, wonderful.
So he's very much aware of what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. He's a wonderful archbishop, is he?
I like him, yeah.
Not?
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yeah. And Tanis mentioned to me also that she's so happy that, you know, Archbishop Perez was there when she and her husband founded this organization because he really was a big supporter of their mission.
Yeah.
So,
as we can often say, well, the core of the church, basically, what, is the family, you can say. If there are weaknesses and attacks on the church, as we know there are from the evil one and society, especially modern society, it's so important.
So important.
So important that we strengthen that marriage bond.
Yeah, and, you know, the family is the, you know, an imitation of the Trinity and the love there. So that's where you have the husband and wife and the children are like the small Trinity. So that really is the core and represents our faith and really is a symbol of really what the church is all about. So the stronger the family is, you know, as Donna mentioned, then the parishes will be stronger, community, the church, as it grows up in all society, is stronger. Mm-hmm. It's all based on the family.
Yes.
There's a lot of things attacking the family. So.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, the marriage, too, we learned this in pre-Cana, and we talk about that, you know, the marriage triangle. Mm-hmm. You know, the husband and wife are on the base, and God is at the top of the triangle. And as the couple grows closer to God, they're growing also closer to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you need God in your marriage, right,
Amen.
Mike, as we always say?
Yeah, I always say that I think it's humanly impossible to stay married for 40 or 50 years to the same person. But so if you don't have God involved, then it's just much too difficult. There's too many ways that the marriage is being attacked. So
I agree.
If you have your faith in the middle of that, then that's how you stay together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So let me pivot a little bit. What time are your masses at your parish?
Yeah, our parish, we recently switched our schedule because we lost one of our priests. We were down to one priest, unfortunately. Monsignor Beach is, you know, exceptional priest, but, you know, having one has put stresses on him. Mm-hmm. So we went from four masses to three a week. So we have 4:30 on Saturday and 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays.
Okay. Is there a mass, a favorite time slot that you go in as a deacon because of your schedule, or is it as needed?
We tend to...
we have three deacons,
yeah,
right?
we have three deacons in our parish right now. One is retired, but he still served in the altar, but he's officially retired and cut back a little bit on his duties.
And Deacon we have John Reardon.
John Reardon. And then Tim Lynch is our other deacon. Mm-hmm. And then we have William Barrow is in formation, and God willing, he will be ordained a deacon this June. We don't know if he'll be assigned to our parish, but we're hopefully that will occur as well.
Okay.
And so what we do is when we're scheduled to preach, then we have a fixed time. But if I'm not scheduled to preach, then what we between us, we decide who's going to serve at each of the masses. So it's a little bit fluid. And it gives us room if we, you know, we have some other personal events, you know, family party on the Saturday or something else going on. And we rotate who does the baptisms. And we have a novena every Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And then we have meetings during the week from various committee work that we're doing. So we all stay very busy.
Okay. I have a question. Here we are in Lent 2022, and April 2nd is the event. In the planning for this, was it deliberately put in the Lenten season, or is that just by the Holy Spirit and scheduling and calendar?
We've actually been planning this since July of last year. So, it's a long time in preparation, and this was the date that worked well for Bishop McIntyre.
And one of the things was just that we needed plenty of time to get all the speakers lined up, to
sure.
get the venues lined
sure.
out, and have planned, because everybody's calendars are full.
Absolutely.
For all the different events as
all
well.
The coordination.
So it had to give people plenty of lead time in order to mm-hmm. make sure that their calendars were open mm-hmm. and get all the detail planning together. And then mm-hmm. we started stepping up a lot of the promotion over the last month or so,
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
we've been in Catholic Philly, which is the article you pointed out, that you saw some information. We get a radio here. Ascension Press has been publicizing. They've mm-hmm. got to their mailing list. And mm-hmm. another mailing list and groups we have from downtown. Megan Coakley has been helping out tremendously. Mm-hmm. You know,
with her flock
group.
Notes, oh, her
yeah.
monthly group flock notes.
Yeah, I get those. And I read a lot of, I read a lot of that stuff. We're reading a lot of Catholic Phillies, as you well know, and I'm doing my Catholic Philly updates, basically. So, yes, there's a lot of stuff going on in our church. Our parishes have come back to life after COVID.
Exactly.
Let's keep praying for those who might still be affected. But yes, and you mentioned Sarah Christmeyer. I happen to be taking a course, or it's a seminar. It's at the seminary. It's under the Institute for Christian Formation. It's every other Thursday. And Sarah was one of our presenters. There are two presenters mm-hmm. per night. She was one. Megan was a couple weeks before her. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing, I'll give a shout out to Monsignor Michael McGee. I don't know if you know Monsignor
yes.
McGee.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, he's our weekend assistant at St. Francis Cabrini. So I keep talking about that. So forgive me out there, listeners, but Monsignor McGee is awesome. And so are all the people that are affiliated with the ICF. We're going through the catechism, and it's multi-year. I guess we are the second cohort. Cohort one was last year. Now they're in their second year. So it's enriching. So I'll give a shout-out to anyone who wants to read the catechism, because mm-hmm. we discuss. Mm-hmm. It's so enriching.
Mm-hmm. We're actually studying the catechism as well at St. Jude's. We have a morning Bible study.
Excellent.
We meet Tuesday mornings, and we're going through the catechism. Mm-hmm. We're using the platform Formed as well as, you know, just reading the catechism.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I mean, we're always seeking ways to become better, more faithful Catholics. And my point about being in Lent, I mean, here we are in a season of preparation, you know. I mean, this is, mm-hmm. you know, we're fasting, almsgiving, all that, you know, mm-hmm. praying more. So I want to start bringing this to a close, but you were going to say.
I was going to say that's a perfect season also to put some time, effort into your marriage
Exactly.
well.
Exactly.
And, you know, come and explore what Marriages of Grace is all about. I know you won't be disappointed.
Okay, thank you. And Deacon Mike, any final words to our listeners?
I think it's appropriate as part of Lent, because that is a time where you have a little reflection and you look at your life and assessing, and what could I be doing better? How can I make changes? Mm-hmm. And I always stress with people, I said, I remember doing things that we would do just for Lent. And I tell a story with my mom. Would give up smoking for Lent, cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a few days after Easter, she'd be smoking. Think of something that's a little more permanent. It can really change your life. You know, it's nice to have that sacrifice, but think about something that mm-hmm. you add to, either something you're going to stop or something you add to your routine. Maybe you start to go to daily mass. Mm-hmm. Continue that.
Yes.
Maybe if it's one day a week. Or add some more prayer time or mm-hmm. something else you read. Or doing something that you mm-hmm. can maintain and mm-hmm. get improved, a step closer to God and stay there.
Doing more in the community, taking care of our brothers and sisters who need it.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing we're doing in the parish with this new program, like the Next Generation Parish. We're going through that now, and the whole intent of it is to get everyone more involved and participate more into mm-hmm. the parish life.
Well, excellent. Excellent, guys. I really want to thank you for responding to the call, my call to you, Donna, I think
Dave.
A couple of days ago. This is a Monday we're doing this taping here. For anyone who is interested in enriching their marriage, or you know someone who wants or needs in your family to enrich their marriage, and you mentioned, I'll say engaged. This is a lot for engaged couples
as well.
Mm-hmm. You know? Not those
we have
necessarily
a few engaged
married.
Couples already registered. We're happy to see that.
Okay. So What's the ultimate number you like to look for to fill
first seats? First here in Philadelphia, we really don't have any how well it's going to be responded to. It. Okay. So we're hoping to get several hundred, 300-400, but mm-hmm. we have no idea. I recall when Man Up Philly started the first year, they were hoping to get 500 or 600 people, and the first year there was 1,200.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
been very successful ever since. And they'll be at Man Up this year too.
Okay, I will too. Also, and well, I talked to you on Friday, last Friday, and you yes. said, "Are you the deacon of the Mass?"
I'm the deacon of the Mass for Man
Excellent.
Up.
Excellent. So,
yeah, Steve Javi is running the liturgy part. He's a friend of ours. He's,
okay,
he's ordained a couple years after us. So.
Yes, I've heard Steve. You know, given talks and such. Excellent. And he was a ref for the
yes.
NBA. Everybody.
Yes, yes.
That was his prior life, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he retired.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Deacon Mike Cushing and Donna Cushing, for coming in
thank
and talking
so
about
much,
this
Dave.
This beautiful event coming up, Marriages of Grace.
Day of Enrichment.
Day of Enrichment.
On April 2nd.
April 2nd. Okay.
2022 yeah. at at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield,
Excellent.
Pennsylvania.
All right. So this is Dave Parker thanking you, our faithful and Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners, for tuning in. And again, if you have any questions about this, Donna gave out the contact information, or you can call here at the station, 215-345-1570, and go on the website.
Marriagesofgrace.org.
So,
or there is a link from the Archdiocese website as well.
Okay.
There's a link from the Family Life Center. You can go to the link, and that'll bring you to the same website.
So there are many ways to get involved. And again, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia and 1420 in Coatesville, WCOJ. And I just want to invite you to plug into this. And I also want to invite you to go deeper during this Lenten season as we walk with our Lord to Calvary. Okay? So thank you, everybody. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Dave.